get into their vortex and find vibrational alignment with what's there. And your question to us indicates with quite clarity that you don't see yourself, we hear you, you don't see yourself as in that vortex because you're looking for some sneaky way of looking up with them, you see. If you were in the vortex, then we would not be having this conversation at all. You just know that it is inevitable.
But it's the only time I can apply for a job with Abraham is when I'm visiting with Abraham, isn't it?
The thing that we really want to say, and we want to say this relative to all people and relative to all subjects, when you accept that you are making your application to the universe at large all day, every day, and if we could get across to you that the application, what you've applied for, what you've asked for, has been heard by all of the right components. In other words, you don't have to get an inside track in some way. You don't have to manipulate or earn or convince or cavort or cajole. In other words, all you have to do is know that in your asking, you have made your application, and that the universe, who is your greatest conspirer of well-being, is on the case. And that's the thing that you haven't been feeling. That's the thing that, above all other things, that we're wanting you to feel. We're wanting you to feel how not only the universe and the law of attraction, but the source within you, the intention that you were born with, and every single thing that you've asked for every day since, all of it is conspiring and converging in order to give you not only the specific details that you've been asking for, but the most delightful and delicious unfolding of events along the way. We promise you that you would not want an avalanche of all things you thought you ever want to descend upon you all at once. You want them to come in the way that you can enjoy and devour them, you see. And so this gathering aboard this ship over these days has put all of you in a better place of not only understanding that and believing it, but of receiving the benefit of that newfound knowing. In fact, we think that that question that you put to us just now, in fun, but you meant it with every bit of you, lets you know that you're still not trusting the law of attraction. You're still not trusting the vortex. You're still not sure that you have the ability to get in there. And we so want you to understand that you have the ability to get in there, but you've got to do the work. You've got to do the work that brings you relief. You've got to get a focus wheel out every day. Okay. And you've got to do the focus wheels. You've got to talk yourself into a place of feeling better. Don't ask somebody else to pave the way for you. You've got to pave your own way. You must do the processes. You must find the words. You must recognize the discord. You must soothe the discord. You must accept that the larger part of you is already there. You must accept that you know what to do. You must accept that it takes a little practice. You must accept that it's a vibrational world. You must accept that you are vibrational. You must accept that you have two vibrational aspects. You must accept that when you're in vibrational concert with who you are, the feeling of exhilaration, the feeling of oneness, the feeling of being home, the feeling of relief is palpable, and you must accept that anything less than that means there is some discord. You must let your powerful intent not be to work for Jerry and Esther, not be to do something specific. Your dominant work, your assignment, your work is to get in the vortex. Do the processes, friends. Get them out and do the processes. Do focus wheels every day. Do rampages of appreciation every day. Make lists of positive aspects every day. And let the universe deliver to you what has been lined up, what has been tended, what has been orchestrated, what has been put into perfect proximity for you. Let it be delivered to you in the perfect order. Just relax more. Chill out. Be nicer to yourself. Be easier. Be nicer to others. Be nicer to yourself. And most of all, make statements all day, every day, that nothing other than being in the vortex on a regular and chronic basis will do for you. Let this knowledge of this vortex be your new powerful tool in creating anything that you ask for. It's a new way of looking at it, and it will put you in a different vibrational modality. It will help you to release beliefs that you've been carrying around for a very long time. If you can just accept this vibrational reality in the way that we have unerringly delivered